And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. One of the great events of the summer is taking place. It's actually underway right now, just a few miles up the road from us in Farmington, Minnesota. It's the Dakota County Fair. And we have joining us now at this time Mark Langer, who is one of the organizers of the Dakota County Fair. Mark, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us today.
Thank you for having me on the air today.
Yeah, it's you guys are up and running. The we have some reports yesterday from Ned Newberg, one of our staff members here, talking with some of the 4-H'ers yesterday. But the fair has actually been going on for a couple of days. And one thing that Ned said to Spotlight is there's no admission charge this year, which is a big thing, I think, for so many families.
It's a free fair. It's $10 a car to park, and it's free. So you can walk in or drive in with a car load. It's $10.
All right. We certainly can't beat that deal. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. It's been going on for a couple of days now. What about today? Is today Military Day?
Today is Military Day. We have bull riding and barrel racing tonight in the grandstand. And if you get here early, military people can stop in the office or the information booth, and they have free tickets for the military.
Good deal there. That I like that. And you've got some pretty good events in the grandstand. Let's talk about what's going on, some of the attractions that are going on this year. You'd mentioned the military, and you also have a 9/11 tribute that's going on today. A little bit delayed due to COVID, but you still have it going on.
Correct. We have that 9/11 Never Forget exhibit here. It's free. If you're too young to not remember 9/11, you'd really need to go through this thing. It's very, very interesting.
And what all does that entail? Is it like a traveling museum type thing, or a traveling tribute? Is it something that was built by the fair itself? What is that?
This is a traveling thing. It goes all over the country. It's in a 54-foot semi-trailer with slide-outs in it. And they have New York firemen here that will explain everything, that all the photos and the memorabilia they have in there from 9/11.
Wow, that sounds like, an educational opportunity. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 21 years ago now. But so there's a whole generation that has come through that have been born after that happened. So educating the public on that is a good thing. And for the citizens who are a little bit older, just once again, bringing the tragedy and the people who gave their lives not only during that but afterwards in the rescue efforts is something certainly to be remembered.
Yes, it is, and that's, they have the firefighters from New York here that man the booth, and they explain stuff. So it's very, very interesting and very educational.
All right, let's talk about what else is going on at the state fair. What are some of the highlights this year, Mark?
Well, we have the craft beer garden, we have bands and entertainment in there, we have the regular beer garden, we have entertainment in there daily. Thursday night is Johnny, or I'm not sure if it's Thursday or Friday, Johnny Home Band is here. We have the 4-H kids have their exhibits in the 4-H building, their craft exhibits, their paintings and all, and their like sewing projects and their projects that they did to compete in the 4-H program. They're in the 4-H building. We're changing out from the cattle today to the hogs, so we have no 4-H shows going on with the animals. That'll start again tomorrow. Every day at 1 o'clock, we have a tractor parade, and we have the Natural Resource Building is open from 9 to 10, which is very interesting. It has the soil and water people from Dakota County in there and all the information you need to know about soil and water and Pheasants Forever. And Ducks Unlimited are in there with all kinds of information.
Yeah, you've got, do you have lumberjack shows returning this year?
Yes, we do. I don't have the hours for those here, but they're doing, I'm not sure what time they are, but they're here. If you go on the fair website or you download the fair app, the times are on there. And that's the best thing to do is download that Dakota County Fair app, and everything is on that app.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the Dakota County Fair website right now. Man, you have that. It's packed with stuff, with information, and all the events that you have going on. I mean, we have way, way more events than we all have time to talk about here in about the 5 minutes that we're going to be on the air. I'm looking today, the All-American Lumberjack Show starts at 6 o'clock today. And also, a local favorite here, Chad Johnson, playing in one of the beer tents down there at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, the demo derby is going on tonight. So another
tonight is barrel racing.
Or that's tomorrow. That's Friday night. Excuse me. I've scrolled down to Friday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are demo derbies. And
yeah.
Saturday night's demo derby starts at 6 instead of 7.
6 instead of 7. Okay. Yeah, I was looking at the wrong date there. But anyway, the website and also the app has all of that information. Once again, we're talking with Mark Langer. He's with the Dakota County Fair. Mark, anything else we should know about the fair this year?
They have a tractor parade every day at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all vintage, instead of vintage cars, we have vintage tractors. All that.
Gotta
and there's
love
all
that.
Kinds of food vendors here. We have, I think we have about 60 different food vendors here.
And
food trucks.
The carnival in the Midway as well for the kids.
And the Midway is open at, I think, 11 today. So.
All right. Well, it's a always just a slice of summer and of Minnesota and of Dakota County as well. So we wish you the best with that. Mark, thank you so much for taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. And I will let you go on. I know you've got a very busy week this week. So thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you for letting me be on KYMN.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Yep. Thank you.
Mark Langer with the Dakota County Fair. Once again, it's in Farmington. Just head north on Highway 3. Follow the signs. It's a quick and easy drive and a great way to take the kids and spend an afternoon in the summertime.